You are listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Before movies were invented, vaudeville was one of America's most popular forms of entertainment. Its heyday lasted from the mid-1800s until around 1925. They were variety shows, featuring songs, comedy skits, and magicians, as well as circus acts like jugglers, acrobats, and fire eaters. One group is bringing back old vaudeville Saturday night at Bell's Brewery. I talked with some of the members of Lil Darlin's Vaudeville out of Lansing about how they've managed to stay true to this little part of America's history. Katie Core directs the show. She says vaudeville came out of a need to serve all kinds of people, of different ages, sexes, and interests. But it was also a way to showcase the melting pot America had become during the industrial age.
You know, now we have the internet, so we kind of take for granted the fact that we have access to all these different cultures all over the world. But back then, it was just all these people were just thrust together from all over the world. And vaudeville gave a platform to show everybody, like, hey, look at this exotic belly dancer here that they've never seen before. Look at what the Irish can do, or look at, and, you know, there was a lot of making fun of other cultures. That was a huge part of vaudeville. But at the same time, all these people were getting exposure to things that they never would have been able to see before.
Core says there's been a resurgence of cirque and burlesque performers in the past few years. But when they started the show in 2008, they were the only traditional vaudeville act in Michigan. The show was meant to be a one-time benefit for the record label Earthwork Music. Core says opening night was complete chaos. Before that day, they hadn't met any of the performers or their house band, Heartland Klezmorum.
I was just kind of like, okay, hi, nice to meet you. You're on in 5 minutes. Hi, you know, the same thing with the band. You're just try to play something that's kind of upbeat tempo here. You know, we're backstage like cutting them and telling them to go. But since then, we've all gotten to know each other and we've built a really close relationship, especially with our band.
One of the highlights of the show will be juggler Will Oltman, who placed third in the International Juggling Championships in 2005. Core is also subbing in as the group's human blockhead.
This is a person that you would see like hammer a nail into their head or put a mouse trap off on their tongue. Our blockhead that we were using in the past, he would plug in a light bulb and the light bulb would light up and then he would take it out and he would just eat it. And he was really eating it.
Benny Core is the MC for the show. He says Lil Darlin's audience is just as diverse as the crowd at old vaudeville shows used to be. And that audience seems to be growing. Lil Darlin's performed for the whole town of Franklin, Indiana 2 years ago.
They have like a historical society that bought this old vaudeville theater. And they restored it. And they play movies there and stuff like that. But they wanted to recreate this night where they played their first movie. So they had a vaudeville show to open things up, and then they played a movie at the end with a full orchestra and everything like that. So that's what they hired us for. We were the vaudeville show, and the whole town came out. The whole, like, we played to like 1,500 people.
Each year, Lil Darlin's Vaudeville puts on an entirely new show. Core says sometimes the jokes in the show can get a little racy. But from now on, you won't see the bare skin of burlesque. Core says the group felt like they were trying to please the bar scene. But burlesque was never part of original vaudeville shows, and it's certainly not appropriate for all ages. But no worries, Lil Darlin's actress Kristen Fentner, aka Cheeky, says there's still more variety than you can handle.
There's always going to be something different, and that's one thing that's so great about vaudeville, because it's you're not pigeonholed into one thing, and you really get to spice it up.
Lil Darlin's Vaudeville will perform Saturday night at 9:30 at Bell's Eccentric Cafe in Kalamazoo. To see a short video of Will Oltman's juggling act, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.